I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Brussels sprouts, throw the nasty rascal out. Give us pizza, give us meat, give us anything that's sweet. In the evening, how I hate to see you lying on my plate. You are green and round and wide, which makes you very hard to hide. And so with milk, I wash you down. Even then I gag and frown. Though you're good for me, no doubt, a pox upon the old Brussels sprouts. This Grandpa Ticker poem pretty much sums up how many people feel about Brussels sprouts. But I think Brussels sprouts are misunderstood and misused. They have, in fact, become the trendy vegetable at many finer restaurants. When cooked with the right ingredients, such as cheese, raisins, and nuts, they taste amazing. The key is to harvest Brussels sprouts now after the cold has turned them from little cabbages into sweet, delectable orbs. Brussels sprout cultivation dates back to the Romans, but they became popular in Europe, and especially Brussels, in the 1600s. They're simple to grow. Plant seedlings of green or red varieties when you would broccoli in well-drained, compost-amended soil. Side dress monthly with an organic fertilizer and keep cabbage worms from shredding their leaves by spraying the organic spray Bacillus thuringiensis. By September, you should have 3-foot-tall plants with round sprouts forming along the stem. If the sprouts are slow to form, simply cut off the top of the plant so it sends more energy into forming sprouts and less into new growth. Brussels sprouts can produce right into winter. I've even harvested frozen Brussels sprouts off plants in January, and they tasted just fine. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about composting. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.